Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Today is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want us to pray with Psalm 17, verse 4 and 5. Concern of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. Let us stand and pray that those verses. The Lord will keep us from the path of the destroyer. The Lord is with you. The Lord is your God. The Lord is your deliverer. The Lord is all in all. Let's pray that scripture. Hallelujah. Or is it? Monitor is not working. Oh Lord, destroy. I'm sorry. Oh Lord, deliver her from the path of the destroyer. In any way, they are shooting their arrows. We put on the shield of faith. It will not touch us. For it is written, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Any tongue that riseth up against us, in judgment we condemn. It is written, in righteousness shall we be established. Therefore, no weapon in any form, form of a bullet, form of arrow, a form of knife or machet, it shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. I want our sister to sing for us today, Sister Dora. The Ancient Word is the title of the hymn. The Ancient Word. Hallelujah. You're welcome to church today. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Come with open hand, oh, let the ancient have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient world impart.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, Lord, minister to me today. Say it together, please. Say, Lord, minister to me. You be the one to speak to me. Say it. We don't want man to speak. We want you to speak. In Jesus' name. Amen. The title of my message is Back to the Bible. And I've shared this 6 points before. I'm not going to elaborate to you today. So your attitude towards God's word is your attitude towards God himself. Two, you do not love God more than you love his word. That's Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Number three, you do not obey God more than you obey his word. I hope you are writing. Four, you do not honor God more than you honor his word. Five, you do not have more room in your heart and life for God than you have for his word. Six, how much does God's word mean to me, to you? Big, a lot, too much, etc., etc. I have examples here. Alexander Dowell, John G. Lake, Smith Wigglesworth, their love for the word of God made them great in their generation. Our love for the word of God will put us in forefront, and God will help us to shine for him. I pray that prayer for you, that you shine for Jesus. All the days of your life, your children will shine for Jesus. And your children's children will shine for Jesus. Hallelujah. Because it's a continuation of Jesus Christ ministry. We are just walking, fulfilling our own portion. Back to the Bible. I want to read the scripture. This is 1 John 2, verse 4 and 5. He that saith, I know him, and keep not his commandments, is a liar. The truth is not in him. Verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. 6. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Hallelujah. Let me pray this prayer for you. Go to the book of Jude. Hallelujah. Jude is just one chapter. I want you to pray this prayer. Verse 24. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. May this God keep you faultless. And may this God present you faultless to himself in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory for the great things he has done for us. Hallelujah. I will go to the book of Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 11. That's where we'll be camping today. We'll be having a camp meeting there. Isaiah 55 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Do we still seek the Lord? Do we still create time for God to seek him? People want to wait, they want their leave to be available before they will start seeking the Lord. When you have a prompt inside of you, leave or no leave, go seek the Lord. Because the days are evil. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming soon. Be ye ready at all times. Hallelujah. When your road is called up yonder, you find yourself going. Nobody can hold you back. So be ready. Ready to seek the Lord. It's very, very important to seek the Lord in prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Although fasting is not a popular message, but it's good for your health. I thought I would not be able to fast again after stroke. But thank God for his grace. I heard a word from Nigeria that if we don't pray, Nigeria will become like Turkey. Turkey was a Christian nation before. Well, Muslim, they took over. But no, not Nigeria. I say not Nigeria. Amen. Not Nigeria. No matter how they will try, you can't bet God. God is God, the possessor of heaven and earth. He's still sitting on the throne. He will not give that country to Muslims, to those Fulanis. You saw the video that came around recently? How those people, they were roasted like goat. Because they were going to church to destroy a church. Lightning came. All of them died. Brethren, don't doubt the word of God. The word of God is God. St. John says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. That word of God will not come back to God void. Hallelujah. So last time I shared with you, I said there was a revelation that, or a prophecy that somebody gave and forwarded it to us. That is so disturbed me. And the Lord gave me a song. My wife sang that song that day. It were two songs. Lord speak unto Joshua, be of good courage. Hallelujah. Be of good courage, brethren. God will not give that country to Fulanis. It's not possible. Hallelujah. God is still on the throne. No matter how they fight, how they think they bribe nations, leaders of nations, they give them billions to turn to the other side so that they will overrun the country. It's not going to work because God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Although that is not my subject today, before I go deeper, I have a CD here. I think it's just 9. This is what I said something about. The mark of the beast. I just want you to, if you're interested, you can take one at the end. But what about the mark of the beast? Because we've heard about what is going on is what the vaccine they are giving. People, they don't take the word of God seriously. Remember the word God gave to us before, in the beginning of this vaccine. You remember? I mean, who remember? Our pastor gave a word. God is keeping that word. We will only see it will not touch you. Hallelujah. But when it comes to the mark of the beast, what are you going to do? Read Revelation 13. They've already perfected it. Obama wanted to implement it right from 2017. He said there were some people's blood that it was not working in their blood. So they decided to perfect it. They said, when you take that mark, you cannot hide. That's what somebody said. They are all there in this CD. It was preached by Perry Stone. Hallelujah. Now, back to Isaiah 55. The next verse, please. Okay. Let the wicked forsake his way, and your righteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. To our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways are your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Is that true? So God doesn't think like us, but God wants you to start thinking like him. God wants you to take his word and run with it, because the word of God will not fail. Politicians will tell you sweet things so that you will vote for them. God is not a politician. When you vote for those politicians, you will not see their brake light again. That God is not looking for your vote. He wants you to end up where he prepared for you. Hallelujah. It's the word of God that will take you there. Follow the word of God. Now, when I use this illustration, the GPS, there was a time when we used to drive taxi. If you want to pick a customer, you have to read the map. You study the map. Okay, it's going to be on this block, in that street, and so block. You drive halfway, we check it again. Now, this is just the GPS. GPS will take you straight to the address. Bam. Hallelujah. The Bible is the GPS that will take you to where God is. Follow this GPS, this map. It will not fail. Hallelujah. God wants you to study it so that you can interpret it for yourself. The Holy Ghost is the performer. He will direct your footsteps. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in that same Isaiah, there's something he said. He said, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, and watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth bud, that he may give seed to the sower, and bread to eater, like us. I'm not a farmer. I go to the market to buy. The word of God is performing all these things. God spoke, and things started happening. And this man of God, William Branham, their book, all his book, he said, the original seed. It's not concerning the message inside. It's just outside. He will put the original seed. The spoken word is the original seed. God wants you to eat the word of God. As you speak, the seed is going forth. You will sow, and things will begin to happen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 11. Now, say, so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void or empty, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper. And the thing was whereunto I sent it. Say amen. The word of God will not come back empty. The word of God concerning you, concerning you, concerning you, concerning me, it's not going to come back empty. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God can discern the intent of the heart. The word of God can bring things to limelight. When God will give you a word, trust the word of God. That word will not fail. I will go back to the book of Joshua. You can imagine Joshua was a human being like you, born of a woman like you. He spoke to the sun and the sun obeyed him. He spoke to the moon obeyed him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That same God is your God, is your Father. That is what Jesus Christ came to reveal to us. They will call him God in the Old Testament. God said, Jesus Christ said, is your father, our father who art in heaven. Address him as your father. Personally, is my father, daddy, baba. And talk to him on one-on-one. He will speak back to you. That God wants intimacy from you. Hallelujah. Trust the word of God. Believe the word of God. Pray the word of God. Confess the word of God. Love the word of God. If you will do, or if you do, and you will meditate in the word day and night, this will become an open door for you to see God himself. Let's read St. John chapter 14. St. John chapter 14. I thought I'd put down the scripture here. St. John chapter 14. Let me try and look at the verse I want to read. What the Lord is saying there, when you abide in the word, and the word abide in you, thank you. But Gospel of John chapter 14. Verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And we will love him, we will manifest, and we manifest myself to him. That is the secret. If you are the type who is already practicing the word of God, meditating upon it day and night, that will take you to where Jesus Christ is. Because you are meditating on him who wrote the Bible. The more you think about him, the more he will reveal himself to you. A time will come, you become a re-intimacy. Very soon you see Jesus Christ coming. I heard a man of God said, he said, there's a chair in his house, he cannot get rid of it. He said, anytime Jesus Christ comes, he will come and sit on that chair. How many of us want to experience that? Not jolly experience. You know Jesus Christ is already living inside of you. Ye are of God, little children. You have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus Christ, he doesn't go and come. He's already inside of you. You believe that? Praise the Lord. Church, do you believe that? That Jesus Christ lives in you? You are God's temple. Remember when Jesus Christ yielded up the ghost? The Bible says the veil of the temple was rent from top to the bottom. That veil was 4 inches thick, 40 feet wide, 20 feet high. An invisible force rent it from top to the bottom. God moved out. Moved to where? To you. It's living inside of you. You are the tabernacle of God. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. God lives in you. Hallelujah. The more you meditate on the word of God, the more God will begin to keep you pure, clean, holy, unadulterated, the virgin of God. Do you know God is coming to America? He wants to raise up virgins, bride. And he has gone to Africa preparing men of war. Hallelujah. Yeah. Warriors. God raising up warriors in Africa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Last, I said something about rapture. It's not that I don't believe rapture. I'm not condemning rapture. But check your life. Check the life of Enoch. Think about that. This is a secret. Our pastor preached two parts of the kingdom of God. There are secrets there about what God is doing. About the rapture. Hallelujah. But there's something that is bothering me concerning what Jesus Christ said to a man of God who goes to heaven always. He said, all of you are all wrong about the timing of rapture. And this man of God said, I used to preach it. I don't preach that anymore. Because we have some time in our mind when this one will happen. It's not going to happen that time. It's going to happen in the time of Jesus. The time he will call, that is when he will call. Do you know why it hasn't happened? I gave you a testimony some time ago how the Lord told the sister that there are a number of people that will go in rapture in a particular church. And the sister said to the Lord face to face, "What?" Because the Lord appeared to her. He said, "Look, I don't believe you, even if I'm seeing you. Because I know those people." But how will you tell Jesus that? Jesus Christ is the one building his church. He knows each and every one of you. You that is ready, he knows. Those who are not ready, God is aware. Hallelujah. Brethren, be ready at all times. Don't just assume I'm going for rapture. Be ready. Let the word of God change you. That reminds me of a scripture now. Book of, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Praise the Lord. I believe we are all still here. This is what it says here. I want to first of all read verse 17 and 18. Now the Lord is that spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is emancipation from bondage. Where the spirit of the Lord is, where the spirit of the Lord is, the spirit of the Lord is in you. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, there's liberty. Then verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding us in the glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is already doing a work of change in each and every one of us. There's another scripture in the book of Ephesians where it spoke about the down payment. The down payment. The Holy Ghost is that down payment. Holy Ghost is that guarantee. Holy Ghost is the one who is already changing us. So the Lord is already walking in you. A change that is taking place inside of you from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if this change is already taking place, when a trumpet will sound, nothing will hinder you. When the Lord will correct you, take that correction. When the Lord comes to wake you up to pray, obey. If you are still drowsing, tell the Lord, "Help me," and the Lord will help you. Hallelujah. I discover for some time I was sleeping. When I say sleepy, I was slacking. When I went back to fasting and praying, all those things that the Lord used to wake me up. You know the sound of your cell phone? God can use it to wake you up. I don't use alarm. No. But long, long time ago, no alarm. I say, "Lord, wake me 3 a.m. He will come. 3 a.m., I will be up. At times, he will use the sound of my cell phone. A pickup phone. Phone is not ringing, but it's ringing in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to be ready. That's why he's changing us. And he's giving you the word that is for the season. To wake you up and don't relax. This is not the time to relax. Hallelujah. I don't know where the Lord is sending me to. I don't think I will be here. Or I'll be here for 30 something years now. I still have much work to do in Nigeria. Last time the Lord sent somebody to the house, the prophetess. He said, the Lord said, just a confirmation. I told you people that. The Lord said, go to full-time ministry. This lady doesn't, no, she doesn't come here at all. He said, the Lord said, you go to full-time ministry. I don't know where the Lord is sending me to, where I will need to do the work full-time. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss God's call. Because when you are in permissive will, you You can't make rapture. Hello? What is permissive will? Does somebody know what is permissive will? If it is outside the word of God, it's permissive. When you are in line with the word of God, you are following his will. Some years ago, a man of God, I saw him in a vision. He's late. Kenneth Hagin. He sat down. Kenneth Copeland was on one side. Clef Udora was on the other side. And he said to me, "You are out of God's will." That's what he told me. I know some people will say necromancy. You're talking the dead. No, God used his sense. It's there in the book of Revelation. A prophet of old came, minister. God can still use his servants to speak to you. It's not that you are seeking them. You are not praying to them. Hallelujah. So we need to be in the will of the Lord. Because the days are evil. And Jesus is coming very soon. Now let me read the scripture for you. This is Acts 20, verse 32. Acts 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified, that are set apart. The word of God is able to build you up. And the word of God is already building you up. Because God is the one who is helping us to fit into that building, the spiritual building. Your portion, you fit in there. The other one fit in there. The other one fit in there. And that is why he's using the word of God to prune us, to purge us. He's using the word of God to cut off the things that are not of his will from our lives. He's using the word of God to correct us. Any crooked things, he will remove it with his word. The word of God is water to wash us. The word of God is a sword. The word of God is a rod. Let me quickly read another scripture for you. This is Jeremiah 23:29. Is it not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that break the rock in pieces? The word of God does this thing. I'll give you a quick testimony. When I used to work with Pastor Bob, I was teaching Bible study on Wednesday. And there I was. As I was teaching, somebody was trying to raise up her. I said, "No, it's not time for questions. Then later, the young man was angry and he left. So, I was not happy with him. Though I spoke to him, later I apologized because I was rough with him. Then he now said, "Do you know, Pastor, when you were teaching, the word of God was hitting me like a hammer, over and over again. I did not know what he was doing or what he has done, but I was just stressing the word of God." So the word of God is a hammer. It will break the rock to pieces. The word of God is a fire. It will burn. Anything that is not of God, let the word of God burn it out of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When I saw that young man again in my neighborhood after some years, I didn't recognize him. He was asking me to give him money. Later, he turned on me. "This is Mike." So I gave him $20. What was he looking for? He was going to buy drug. That is what caused the problem. That is what I was hammering on that day in the church. Hallelujah. Brethren, though a lot of preachings are going on in the world, they are all stressing about rapture. It's not about rapture now. It's about Jesus Christ, the kingdom moving. Hallelujah. That is what the Lord wants to do now. Amen. Have you really demonstrated the nature and the beauty of Jesus Christ already yet? No, no, no. I've heard a man of God. Let me show you, give you a testimony. A lot of things were happening in the life of this man of God. Maybe you've heard about it. And the Lord said, draw the shape of a man. Then he said, clean it. He said, the day you will eat my glory is like that when the thing is wiped out. Then another one said, the same thing. The Lord said, write a certain word over and over again. He said, he was tired. So after he finished writing it, he said, tear them to pieces. He said, when you eat my glory, that's what happened. Brethren, the Lord is going to use each and every one of us. When the Lord is using you, it's not you. It's Jesus Christ that is shining through you. Don't eat God's glory. Because I, for one, I can't heal the sick. I cannot raise the dead. I've seen the dead raised, but I cannot do it. It's by his power. It's by his might. It's by his spirit. Hallelujah. Let the name of the Lord be glorified. So what the Lord is about to do in America, I don't care about what is there in the ministry now. They are usurpers. God is going to flush them out. The right person is going to come back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There probably some people like what is going on. Free money. No, they are going to make slaves out of people. That is what they are doing. But God is going to lift up his standard in America. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because God has not finished with America. God has not finished with Israel. And God is raising up army from Africa. You are a part of the army. Hallelujah. So last time I shared something to you, I said, well, if God will send someone to Nigeria to tell them about matters of Christ. So you should not be afraid of death. I, for one, I'm not afraid of death. I will stop paying taxes when I die. But there, for the sake of the gospel, you know the glory of those who died in Christ is more than those soul winners. They are radiating day and night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't be afraid to die for Christ. Do you know Peter? Apostle Peter? He said, don't crucify me the way you crucify Jesus. Or crucify me upside down. The man who translated the Bible, is it from Greek also or Latin to English? William Tyndale. They killed him for translating the Bible. So let's take the Bible, the Word of God, seriously. Let us not treat it with levity. Let us take the Word of God as the Word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's time no longer. Jesus is coming very soon. Now, let me try and close with this. As a child of God, the angels of God are accompanying you anywhere you go, whether you see them or not. They are right there with you. Recently, where my son-in-law came, on our way to Flagstaff, a sister called. I said, how are you? He said, it's bad. It's not good. My brother slumped. He's in the hospital. He's in a coma. I told her what to be doing. Using Mark 11:23. My brother will not die. My brother will live to the glory of God. Continue to say it. Then while I was praying for that young man, I saw the angel of the Lord like Mr. White, Mr. Clean. Do you know Mr. Clean? Those things you buy in the store? That was the shape of the angel. And he was talking to me. I was hearing what he was saying. His lips was not moving. I was praying for that brother who was in coma. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The angels of God, they are already here. As you stay with the word of God, begin to pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. They will start surfacing. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself will start coming. Amen. Then let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word is the truth. Your word will not come back to you void. Your word will prosper. Help my brothers and sisters, Lord, that your word will help them. Your word will put them over. Your word will help them to be ready for your soon coming. Help us, O Lord, to be ready at all times. Help us, Father. We cannot do this by ourselves. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.